Hello and welcome to this National Life Skills Academy podcast, part of our series of short introductions to essential life-worthy skills to help guide your way. So sit back and enjoy.
G'day, g'day, g'day. Today we're going to talk about 3D printing. 3D printing is the construction of three-dimensional objects, logically, guided by a computer. It can be utilised in various different sectors of society and can help us to create a smarter, more efficient future. For 40 years now, 3D printing has been growing both in knowledge and use, and as the technology develops, a wider range of applications will be used. 3D printing is used globally and has seen massive changes from small applications in the early 80s to massive projects nowadays. The ideal benefit of 3D printing is that it doesn't really have any limits in what it can create. Now, obviously, natural living things aren't possible to create through printing. However, 3D printing possesses great utility purposes. It can be used in a wide variety of jobs that can help us live smarter and be more creative. With global warming comes an ever-increasing problem, and it's important we become greener, as well as more efficient in our manufacturing industries. 3D printing is helping to create this, as it can easily produce manufacturing parts in large quantities. Besides being able to produce hundreds, if not thousands, of parts without a hitch, 3D printing can also create these parts much quicker than previous machines and techniques were able to. And in doing so, this saves time, which saves money. This also results in better organisation and better quality assurance of the finished product. Given that 3D printing can be left to work its magic alone, it can also be left without supervision, which decreases manufacturing costs. Now, in architecture, with complex buildings, skyscrapers, houses can be hard to visualise on paper. 3D printing eliminates this problem and can easily illustrate the image that's desired. In doing this, architects, engineers and designers will easily be able to decide on changes to be made, as well as to evaluate if there are any problems before the construction takes place. This can allow for quicker and more effective builds to take place that can be void of issues and difficulties, as viewing a 3D model beforehand eliminates these possibilities. To give an example of how effective and efficient 3D printing could be in the architectural industry, in China, a company, Winsun, was able to 3D print 10 full-sized, one-story detached houses in a day. Now, they do this by using multiple giant 3D printers that use a mixture of cement and construction waste to build the walls. While the speed is impressive, what's really amazing is the cost at which these buildings can be made. The 3D buildings can be made for just £5,000. Let's talk about medicine. Medicine and surgery can be and often are very expensive, with hundreds of thousands being spent on machines and operations. It can cost the hospitals a lot of money. 3D printing has been brought into the medical industry as a way of making it cheaper. Taking scans, like an X-ray, is a great way to visualise what the problem may be. One issue that can arise with these scans, however, is that they are two-dimensional, like on paper. This can sometimes result in the final scans being quite hard to interpret and diagnose. Now, by 3D printing someone's injury, doctors and surgeons are more easily able to determine the exact problem, and in doing so, to give the correct diagnosis and treatment. Not only does this guarantee a more successful answer to the problem, but it's also cheaper. By using 3D printing, hospitals are able to save money, as they don't need a patient to be under anaesthetic for as long, which saves the hospital money, time and resources that can be used for more urgent matters. So besides these three main applications of 3D printing, other industries like the transportation industry, fashion, food and education have all recent years started using 3D printing. Well, is it green though? Well, at first glance, 3D printing might seem like another mass manufacturing tool designed to be better and quicker than the last at the expense of the environment. But this isn't really the case. As opposed to traditional manufacturing, which takes, for example, pieces of material from a larger piece, 3D printing uses a technique called layering. Essentially, rather than creating a wall from hundreds of bricks, it will create it by layering large sections of the material in a layer and continue to do this for as long as it's programmed to do it. So by doing this, less raw materials are wasted as only the necessary parts are built, reducing the amount of energy used to not only create the object, but also the energy used to get the material in the first place. This reduces greenhouse emissions. Now, while 3D printing is very heavily used at the moment, there is another advancement to it. 4D printing is the next step in terms of smarter and more efficient manufacturing. 3D printing allows us to create objects cheaper and quicker than current manufacturing techniques. 4D printing, on the other hand, does this, but it makes the object itself malleable. This means it can change over time, whether it's due to a force being applied, temperature, or just age. One of the biggest benefiting industries of 4D printing could be the space industry. One of the biggest problems that space agencies like NASA face nowadays is that the cost and weight of spacecrafts are often much higher than they'd like it to be. Equipment usually costs around $9,000 to $40,000 per pound of weight. Now, with prices that high, the agencies are rapidly searching for new solutions, and 4D printing might be the one. In America, at the Georgia Institute of Technology, using 4D printing, they've managed to create unfurling structures that react to a certain temperature. Now, the struts that allow this to happen are incredibly lightweight, which is a bonus, and unbelievably strong, a bigger bonus. With more research and development and the correct utilization, space missions could become a lot more frequent as they become a lot cheaper, and this is just the beginning of modern manufacturing. So I hope we've shown that 3 and 4D printers are developing quickly, and their range of uses is improving at lower cost all the time. So in your lifetime, this type of model or building construction can offer many possibilities for those of you who are trained in this emerging technology. Yet again, thank you for listening to us, and we hope to see you again soon. Take care.
Thanks for listening. We hope you found that to be informative, and you'll sign in to listen to others in the series. We look forward to any requests or feedback. See you again soon.